I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the age of spiritualism in Kane. Kane was much like the rest of the country in the mid and late 19th and early 20th centuries, when it was bitten by the bug of spiritualism. At one time, more than 8 million Americans practiced this pseudo-religion whose followers believed, among other things, that it was possible to communicate with the dead. Mediums, clairvoyants, and psychics cropped up all over the country, performing stage shows and holding private seances. Especially after the Civil War and subsequently World War I, interest peaked when so many families wanted to make spirit contact with their lost loved ones. The mere notion that such contact was possible gave hope to the heartbroken. Not far from Kane, Lilydale was incorporated in Western New York in 1879 as a camp or meeting place for spiritualists. Today, Lilydale remains a center for the movement, and a large population of mediums, healers, and psychics live there year-round. In the early 1900s, Lilydale settled numerous lawsuits that questioned the authenticity of the many psychic services offered there. At the height of the oil boom in Kane, prospectors often engaged diviners who reportedly had special powers to tell the oil men where to drill their holes. Both steel and hickory divining rods are still in use today to help locate utility pipes and underground gas and water reserves. Throughout the checkered history of spiritualism, many celebrities of the day chose up sides as to its legitimacy. One of its most famous critics was Harry Houdini, who railed against spiritualism as a sham. While storied, Sherlock Holmes author Sir Arthur Conan Doyle took the counterpoint. If you lived in Kane in the late 1800s and early 1900s, you had many choices of soothsayers who offered to tell your fortune, read your palm, heal what ailed you, and contact the deceased on your behalf. Madam Evans, clairvoyant, put up shop at the Windsor Hotel, as did Madam Jeanette, who for $1 would give readings on your past, present, and future. Philip Wilton, Ph.D., reportedly gave demonstrations of true psychical science and spiritual phenomena at the New Thompson House. Joyce Gladstone offered a complete reading for just 50 cents, providing private consultations on all affairs of life. In 1920, Zell Hunt, the clever and conniving master of mental magic, did three nights at the Temple Theater, assisted by Miss Nell Burke. The pair promised mystery, music, mental magic, and mesmerism in their shows. In 1939, the sensational Ramus II, Hollywood's self-proclaimed miracle man, held a six-day engagement at the Temple Theater. The noted seer offered to answer questions about occupations and changes of occupation, buying or selling real estate, missing relatives or friends, and all manner of the mysteries of life. After more than 150 years of mysticism, mainstream spiritualism endures today in a somewhat less outlandish form. Lilydale remains a popular destination for curious visitors and thrill seekers alike, and absent the availability of building and construction blueprints, dowsers remain an option for those who want to exercise extra caution before digging. Thankfully, the traveling road shows and stage hucksters are a remnant of the distant past in Kane. Yesterday's outlandish claims are today more careful, and mysticism and seances have been largely relegated to the back room. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.